What up, y'all? It's your boy, Stead Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is the morning show, Let's Argue. I am back, and I am talking about today. The topic is the week that Joe Biden has been having. We'll talk about the Rasmussen poll. Rasmussen poll, and we're going to talk about The Rock. Yeah, so the Rock did something very peculiar this past week. Let me go ahead and bring up the video so you guys can watch it. So here it goes.
An optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with...
Let's go to the beginning. Hold on.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
You made that endorsement. Okay. Are you happy with the state of...
So there you have it. So The Rock, who endorsed Joe Biden in 2020, has come out in his interview with Will Kane on Fox News. And he says that actually he's not going to endorse anybody, and that he doesn't like where the country is right now. But he does say that he thinks it's going to get better. But it sounds like to me that's a changing of direction. That's a changing of direction answer. So, and a lot of times when people come out and say, "Hey, I'm not going to endorse anybody," 9 times out of 10 they're not going to endorse anybody because they're probably going to vote for Trump. Trump is not really endorsable if you are in Hollywood or you work in entertainment. He's not really an endorsable guy, because endorsing Donald Trump and working in Hollywood, it could ruin your career. So with him saying that he's not going to endorse a candidate leads me to believe that he's probably choosing Trump or maybe even a third party candidate. But that's really big, because it's showing that there's a change in direction with people that's in Hollywood. There's a change of direction even with them, and they might not come out to say it, might not be vocal, and this might be as far as a lot of them will actually go with actually talking about changing the direction of their voting and their thoughts and ideologies and things of that nature. Also changing their party. But I think this is pretty telling. I think, and The Rock has a lot of followers and a lot of influence. And I think when he comes out and says that, hey, I don't like the way the country is, I think it allows regular people to voice those same concerns and have those same opinions. excuse me. Now we got to talk about the Rasmussen poll. Trump is actually further ahead in the polls than I think people really thought, or all of us really thought. It could change. It could tighten up once it gets closer to the election. Most elections tighten up a little bit. When it gets closer to election time, people become more steadfast in who they're going to vote for. They're not as wishy-washy, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know, going back and forth. It gets closer to election time, you start to see some real numbers, as long as these numbers aren't fabricated, because some of these polls, they do fabricate numbers. I remember, I think it was Wisconsin in 2020, the poll said that Trump was going to lose by 19. And I think he maybe only lost that state by like maybe not even a point, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I think some of those things are fabricated to get people. You know, if you get off of work late and then you know the polls say that Trump's going to lose your state by 19%, then you're probably going to say, all right, let me just go get dinner because he's going to lose our state by 19% anyway. So let me just go get dinner and forget voting. And then you get home and you realize it's a nail biter. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why a lot of polls kind of some I didn't say a lot of polls, but there are some polls that are rigged out there. But the Rasmussen is one of the best, and it has Trump up by 8 points. Let's go ahead and read this one. This is with the Washington Examiner. It says Trump has double-digit Hispanic lead as Black and Asian voters also shift right. Likely voters continue to prefer former President Donald Trump over President Joe Biden, whose 2020 victory coalition appears to be breaking up. And the latest Rasmussen report survey shared with Secrets, Trump leads Biden 49-41%, the same as its survey of likely voters last month. But this time, Rasmussen highlighted the gap in Hispanic voters that favors Trump. The pollster said Latinos back Trump over Biden 48% to 37%. That is a significant change from 2020 when Hispanics backed Biden 59% to 38%. In 2020, Biden also won Asian voters, and that margin has shifted. In 2020, he won Asians by a margin of 72% to 28%, Pew said. Rasmussen now shows Trump leading 39% to 36%. In the last election, Biden also did well with Black voters, 92% to 8%. Rasmussen showed Biden's lead cut to 48% to 39%. While those gaps are expected to turn in Biden's favor as the election nears, the huge shift from 2020 is concerning to Democrats who need a big minority advantage to win. Trump is also doing better with independents. The analysis noted Trump benefits from both stronger partisan intensity and a double-digit advantage among independent voters. In a head-to-head matchup with Biden, Trump gets 83% of Republican votes, compared to Biden's 74% among Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, Trump leads with 46% to Biden's 35%. These gaps are not significantly affected by the inclusion of RFK Jr., Stein, or West on the ballot. The pollsters noted that Trump keeps his lead with likely voters even when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and two others are added in. The poll appears to challenge others that show Kennedy is affecting the race. So there you have it. Trump is up with the minorities, the Hispanics, the Asians, but the Blacks, he is still down by 10%, and that is crazy. Imagine if 39% of Blacks actually turned out for Trump. I think that will turn politics on his head, to be honest with you. I think it will turn politics on his head. Biden's going to have a hard time winning if he don't get these numbers up with minorities. And it's not helping that people like The Rock and some of these celebrities are coming out and not endorsing him. I think it's consensus that he's done a bad job as a president. And I don't think a lot of Democrats even like the whole ticket. I don't think they like Kamala that much either. So we're going to see exactly how everything plays out. But one thing I will say that Biden is raising a large amount of money and he's forging ahead, you know, but it just doesn't look well. Maybe they have some tricks up their sleeve. Maybe they know some things we don't know. You know, there's always the question of why they're letting so many illegal immigrants in. Maybe that's part of their play this time. Who knows? But as of right now, according to polls, Donald Trump is up by 8% and he is doing very well with minorities. Y'all let me know in the comments how y'all feel about this video. I'm going to hit y'all with more videos pretty soon. Make sure you keep God first, and let's keep going. All right, peace.